I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Mark Stonerock with the Marquette Area Blues Society. The society is presenting a special free concert with the Amanda Fish Band this Friday at the Ordock Brewing Company in Marquette. Here's Mark Stonerock with all the details.
Once in a while, you get this perfect storm where an artist is trying to travel between point A and point B, and it's a long distance. And we had the good fortune of being right in the middle of two of those spots. So the Amanda Fish Band out of the Kansas City, Missouri area is going to be coming through on the way to the Sioux. They needed a stopping point. They gave us a great deal to put a show on. And we are going to pass that savings on to you, the consumer. In fact, we're going to pass on such a huge savings that it will be absolutely free.
What's happening, when and where?
Well, this is going to be this Friday, 7:30. So those of us that are old like Walt and I, well, we can stay up to see the show, which is great. 7:30 at the Ordock. Our good friends at the Ordock have done a great job of bringing in bands for us. They're very supportive. It's a great venue. Lots of good things to drink, a fantastic meeting space, and I think it's going to be a really good show.
She has kind of a reputation she's building for herself right now in the blues world. A younger performer, but the star is rising.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that I use to gauge a real up-and-comer is if they win these great awards for new blues artists. And Amanda Fish actually won the Sean Costello Rising Star Award. And Sean Costello was a guy that we had years ago here at our festival, and he was a fantastic rising star who was unfortunately taken from us too soon. But Amanda won that award. You may know that her younger sister, Samantha, played here as a headliner at our festival a few years ago, so it's a very talented family.
I also see that she is nominated for a 2019 Blues Music Award Emerging Artist category, so certainly a good sign. But what kind of music? Obviously, we say blues, but that could mean a lot. But what's her style? What can folks expect if they come to the Ordock Friday night?
Well, I'm really not sure if I know what to expect when she comes to the Ordock, because she's so versatile in what she does. She will play blues. She'll play rock blues. She'll play just about anything. The nice thing about Amanda is she's a multi-instrumentalist. So depending on what she wants to play and what she wants to do, this thing could go off in a lot of directions. But she's an excellent guitar player, a bassist. She plays mandolin. She plays keyboards. So we could see all kinds of different acts coming from one person.
It's interesting, too. Her latest album is called Free, and that's the show.
How about that? What a tie-in.
Yeah, the show is free. There is no charge. And this is part of the Blues Society's mission, isn't it, to kind of bring this music to the community. And it's also all ages.
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of the things about blues music is a lot of times you don't have the ability, if you're a young person, to see this kind of thing. But all ages can come in to the Ordock for this show. It's going to be a great time. And we've really been fortunate because we've been allowed to bring some really cool artists in this way. And typically we started with just our huge Labor Day weekend festival. But because we've done well, we've made some connections, and now we're on the radar for a lot of these folks, we do have the opportunity to introduce blues at several times throughout the year.
It's again happening when and where for folks to come and check out.
Fabulous multi-instrumentalist Amanda Fish from the Kansas City, Missouri area coming to the Ordock Brewing Company this Friday, 7:30, for free, 100% off, zip, nada. It's not going to cost you a dollar out of your pocket. Come on down. You're going to love it.
We appreciate you popping in this morning to stop in and talk about it. Can people find out more about the Blues Society anywhere in particular?
They can at www.MarquetteAreaBluesSociety.com.
That's the comments of Mark Stonerock with the Marquette Area Blues Society. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.